Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. The pasuk says, and we're discussing the different psukim in the parasha of Paraduma, and we're going to show that certain psukim are mashma meitzi miad mashma, that they're switching the halachas that were mashma from the previous pasuk, and certain psukim are mashma memelo, that we're continuing what was mashma in the previous pasuk. So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'shachat oisa, it says that he shechts it, the Paraduma, which teaches us it, shol yishchoy nacharis ima, you're not allowed to shech two Paradumas, let's say with a long knife, you can't shech them both at the same time. Not allowed. Veshachad Eisa, only one. Lefanav, that he shechts it in front of him. So that we already darshan amam beizam an aleph. L'rav shli esiach taita mimeno. It was to teach us the nisr hasachadas. And l'shmul shi ezar shoychiv alazaraya. It's to teach us that even a zar, someone who's not a kayin, is allowed to perform the shechita of the paraduma. The pasuk then says, "V'laka chalazar akayim midama beetzbai." It talks about the kabbalah sadam and the hazah sadam towards the kodesh hakodashim. So, according to Shmuel, that until now we were talking about azar. So, the pasuk here says, "Lazar akayim lahaduri la lazar." It's coming to now bring us back to lazar that we need dafka lazar to do the kabbalah and the hazah. La Rav, according to Rav, and until now we were also talking about Elazar HaKayin, so have you miyad achar miyad, ve miyad achar miyad, ala la rabbis, it's a miyad, dafka Elazar, again, it says it twice, to teach us to be marbe something, that dafila kain hediyat, that we don't need to be dafka Elazar HaKayin, it can even be a kain hediyat. So both according to Rav and Shmuel, this pasuk is mashma maitzi miyad mashma, that we're switching who the context, until now, according to Shmuel, we were talking about Azar, and according to Rav, we were talking about Dafka Lazar, and now according to Shmuel, we're talking about a Lazar, and according to Rav, we're talking about a Kayin Hedyat. But according to both of them, we switched. The pasuk then says, "V'lakach Kayin Eitz Erez Ve'ezev Shnitelas." He takes the Eitz Erez Ezev Shnitelas and the red string, and he throws it into the fire. So the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that until now we were talking about a Lazar, so Hakayin is to teach us Dafila B'Kayin Hedyat, even a Kayin Hedyat. The Rav, according to Rav, and until now we were also talking about a Kayin Hedyat. So Itzrach, we need this pasuk to tell us Hakayin because Sal Gadai Dachamim. I might have thought to say that since this part of the process is not so integral to the actual para, it's very external part of the process, so I might have thought to say you don't need to have dafka kain, that you need to have a kain. So according to Shmuel, it's mashma meitzimi and mashma, we're switching. Until now we were talking about a lazar kain, and now we're talking about any kain hedyat. And according to Rav, until now we were talking about a kain hedyat, and now we're still talking about a kain hedyat. So it's mashma Mamela, not like Shmuel. But now, so it comes out that now, at this point in the process, everyone holds that we're dealing with a kayin hedyat. The pasuk then says, v'chibes begadav ha-kayin. The Torah says that the kayin washes his clothing. B'kihuna, that teaches us that he needs to wear big day kahuna. V'tamei ha-kayin ad-arif. It says again, ha-kayin. Kayin b'kihuna l'dayres. To teach us that the kayin has to wear his big day kahuna, even for future paradumas, not just the paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, the fact that we need a pasuk to teach us about this requirement, ha-nich l'man d'amar l'dayres b'kayin hedyat shapir. That's understandable if you hold that the para l'dayres is done even through a kain hedyat. So now it would make sense that we need to have a pasuk to teach us that he needs to wear dafka big day kahuna. Elamanda amar l'dayres b'kayin gadol. But if you hold that the paraduma l'dayres needs to be done dafka day kain gadol, so it's a pasuk that he needs to wear big day kahuna. Hashta kain gadol bina b'kahuna mibai. If you need to have dafka kain gadol, so then surely he needs to have big day kahuna. So says the Gemara, ena chanami tesfara. And yeah, but milsa dase v'kavu chaymer tarav v'kasav lakra. Sometimes the Torah will write things even though we could have learned it out from a kavu chaymer and from sfara. The pasuk continues, Va'asaf ish tahar as efer aparaviniach. This is talking about gathering the ashes after they burn the paraduma. It says an ish tahar gathers the ashes, v'heniach michutz l'machane. And he puts it down, chutz l'machane. So we dash from here that ish is coming to say, l'hachshar as a zar, that even a zar, that any man, even a zar, even not just the kohen hedyat, even a zar. Tar, it's mashma anyone who's tar, so that's mashma lahakshar as a isha, it's coming to be machshar even an isha, that even an isha could do the asifa. V'heniach, that's to teach us that it has to be someone who's a bar das. They don't have das, and therefore they're going to be puzzled to do the asifa. Says the Gemara, Tanan Asim, we learned in the Mishnah, Hakol Ksherim L'Kiddush, L'Kaddish, everyone's kosher to do the Kiddush. Rashi says it's putting the Mayim on top of the Afer and the Kli, so everyone's kosher for that part of the process, Chutz Mi'Cher Shaita V'Katan, except for a Cher Shaita V'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda, Makshir B'Katan, U'Paisel B'Isha. Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan is kosher, but he says, so he's arguing on that Nakuda, and he's arguing on another Nakuda, and he says that an Isha is possible. Not everyone's kosher except for Cher Shaita V'Katan, and Isha is going to be possible. Uba Andragonus, also an Andragonus is possible. Who's a Safik Isha. My time of the Rabbanan. What's the reason why for the Rabbanan that they say everyone's kosher except for a Cher Shaita V'Katan? Because the Pasuk says, after the Asifa, it says, V'lakhu Latame may offer Sreifa Sachatas. So he leads right into the Parsha of Kiddush. It says, the Vanas and all of Mayim Chayim Al Kelly. So we learn now from there, Hanach the Pasilach Ba'asifa, Pasilach B'Kiddush. V'Hanach the Achshari Lach Ba'asifa, Achshari Lach B'Kiddush. The same people that were possible in the previous part of the process are going to be possible over here for the Kiddush, and the same people that were kosher in the previous part of the process by the Asifa, they're going to be kosher over here. So therefore everyone's kosher except for a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan, but an Isha is going to be kosher, just like it was by the Asifa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say back to that? Rabbi Yehuda will say back, "Imkein leimakra v'lakach mai v'lakhu." Why does the Torah say blushin rabbi v'lakhu? It's mashma da'afilu katan the pasi lachasam hachal kasher. It's mashma coming to be married to someone that was possible before. That even a katan who was possible before, here he's going to be kasher. L'maisi, someone that's eventually going to be a bardas, so he's going to be kasher over here when it comes to the kiddush. Isha minala, and how does he know that an Isha is pasul? Maybe in Chayr, an Isha was kasher before, so she's going to be kasher here also. How does he know that an Isha is pasul? Says the Gemara, because it says v'nasna v'loid v'nasna. It says b'loshen zachar v'nasnan, and it doesn't say v'nasna. So therefore he knows to exclude an Isha. Now, Taisus points out that normally Kol Tarakula is written b'loshen zachar, so you can't really make a diak or a drasha from there, but over here we do make a drasha because the Torah switched from Lashon Rabim to Lashon Yachid. It said v'lakhu, and then it said v'nasan, so that already gives us rishus to now make a drasha into darsh and v'nasan v'loi v'nasna. V'rabban. And what do the Rabbanan do with the fact that the Torah says v'lakhu and then it says v'nasan? Says the Gemara, yikas v'rachmana v'lakach v'nasan, because what do you want the Torah to say? The Torah couldn't have said v'lakach v'nasan b'lashin yachid. Havamina, because if the Torah would have said that, havamina, I would have thought to say ad shakul chad v'yahiv chad. I would have thought to say, now you need the same person to do the lakicha and the nesina. So therefore, kasvachman of v'lakchu. Therefore, the Torah says v'lashon rabbi v'lakchu, and then v'lashon yachid v'nasan to teach us that it's not the same person. V'kasvachman of v'lakchu v'nasnu. So Ivaita would have thought to say it has to be the same person. Just that would have thought to say it has to be the same two people. Havamina ad deshaklu trei v'yav yitrei. The same two people. Therefore, kasvachman of v'lakchu v'nasan. Dafilu shaklu trei v'yav chad. It could even be two people do the lakicha. One person does the nesina. Meaning it doesn't have to be the same people. It doesn't have to be two people either. It could be one and then two. It could be one and one. And it doesn't have to be the same people. So that's what the Rabbana will say back to Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk continues, V'lakach ezei v'tava b'mayim ishtar. The pasuk says regarding the hazah, the next part of the process is the actual hazah on the person who's tamei tumas meis. So the Torah says, V'lakach ezei v'tava b'mayim ishtar. So what do we learn now from ishtar? It's going to be the Rabbanan ish v'la isha. According to the Rabbanan, until now an isha was kosher. So they're going to dash an ish to tell us that now an isha is possible. And tahar is l'hakshir esakotan. Tahar, which is mashma, and anyone, even someone who was possible before. So that's going to be Marba Katan, who was possible before, that he's going to be kosher for the Azam. With the Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be the opposite. That Ish v'lay Katan, that a Katan was kosher before, now he's possible. And Tar is the Hachshir as the Isha, who was possible before, now an Isha is going to be kosher for Azah. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei, is an Isha really kosher for Azah? But the Mishnah says in Parah, Hakol K'sherim Lahazlis, everyone's kosher to do the Azah, Chutz mitum tava dragnis v'isha, v'katan she ain't by das, is the Gersa of the Mishnah there in Parah. Everyone's kosher for the Azah, except for a tumtum and a dragnis, an Isha, and a katan she ain't by das, and the Mishnah then concludes that the Isha Mesayasli Umazah, and someone who's kosher, a woman's allowed to help out, even though a woman is possible to do the Hazah herself, but she's allowed to help out. But the point is that the Mishnah says, Lahedya, that a woman is possible to do the Hazah, but like Palag Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. The Mishnah does not say that Rabbi Yehuda argues. It's Mashma, he agrees that an Isha is possible for the Hazah. Says the Gemara, no, Amr Abaye, there was just no need to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda argues. It was Pashat that Rabbi Yehuda argues. Because Kevin the Amr Mar, since Ula already taught us that the whole parish of Parah Aduma is Mashma Maitzi Mian Mashma Umashma Mamela. So therefore we know that Pala, we already know that he argues. If you follow through with all the psukim, so then it's Pasha that he's going to argue regarding this, and he's going to say that an Isha is going to be kosher to do the Azan. There was no need for the Mishnah to tell us that. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'hiza Atar al Tameh. It says that Atar is Mazah on the Tameh. Why does it say that he's Tar? Tar Mechalshu Tameh. Tar is Mashma that he was Tameh until now. So that's coming to teach us, Limit al Tful Yoim Shekasher Bepara. That the Tful Yoim is kosher to be part of the processes of the Parah Aduma. Even though he hasn't yet experienced Arav Shemesh, he's kosher to do these part, all the different parts of the process. Amr Ravasi, Ravasi said that Kihavu ba Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish bePara. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they were learning the sugyas of Paraduma. So like Maski Mino El Kemay Damasik Talam Ibekarava. So they were only able to take out from it like the dirt that a fox takes out from a plowed field, which means nothing. They weren't able to cut to make sense out of all the psukim, which seems to keep switching who we're talking about. El Amri, they were forced to say, like we said until now, that whole parsha is Mashma Maitzim Yan Mashma U Mashma Mamela. That the Inachanami the psukim keep switching. We keep switching. Certain psukim are switching from what was mashma before, and certain psukim are continuing with what was mashma until then.